The epistle appointed for this Sunday, resume sixth Sunday after the Epiphany, is from St. Paul to the Thessalonians. Brethren, we give thanks to God always for you all, continually making a remembrance of you in our prayers, being mindful before God and our Father of your work of faith and labor and charity, and your enduring hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. We know, brethren, beloved of God, how you were chosen, for our gospel was not delivered to you in word only, but in power also, and in the Holy Spirit, and in much fullness, as indeed you know what manner of men we have been among you for your sakes. And you became imitators of us and of the Lord, receiving the word in great tribulation with joy of the Holy Spirit, so that you became a pattern to all the believers in Macedonia and in Achaia. For from you the word of the Lord has been spread abroad, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place your faith in God has gone forth, so that we need say nothing farther. For they themselves report concerning us how we entered among you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to await from heaven Jesus his Son, whom he raised from the dead, who has delivered us from the wrath to come. Thanks be to God. Please let us stand for the gospel according to St. Matthew. At that time Jesus spoke this parable to the crowds. The kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field. This indeed is the smallest of all the seeds, but when it grows up, it is larger than any herb and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and dwell in its branches. He told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like leaven, which a woman took and buried in 3 measures of flour until all of it was leavened. All these things Jesus spoke to the crowds in parables, and without parables he did not speak to them. That what was spoken through the prophet might be fulfilled. I will open my mouth in parables, I will utter things hidden since the foundation of the world. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. Please be seated. Easter is a movable feast that can occur on any day from the 22nd of March to the 25th of April. Every year is different. So the number of Sundays between the Epiphany and Septuagesima varies according to the situation of Easter. It's for that reason that today we take the readings from the remaining Sundays after Epiphany that were not set this year, according to the date of Easter. That's why you will find in your missals the sixth Sunday after Epiphany resumed. And today we have the continuation of all those different parables that our Lord has been explaining to us. And he explains the kingdom of God. On the Sunday, he compares the kingdom of God to two things: to that leavened bread and with a mustard seed. These two different things. The kingdom of heaven that our Lord points out to means not the kingdom of heaven as far as heaven. Does not mean it. It means on this earth. He points out to this world, not next one. And in this world, the kingdom of God is a Holy Catholic Church. It is easy to see then why he compares it to a grain of mustard seed or to leaven. For it was small at the very beginning, but has grown as the mustard seed grows, so that it now has spread through the whole earth. St. Ambrose, doctor and father of the Church, shows how Christ, the apostles, and apostolic men are the leaven of the Church, indeed, the whole world. Leaven, despite its small size, simple form, and common nature, contains within it so much power that when it is hidden in flour, the substance makes the whole mass like itself, and thus permeates the Tao thoroughly by the strength of its diffusion, and turns the entire quantity of flour into leaven. And so this leaven, by its strength, acquires for itself a mass of material having that same power. In other words, the Word of God, by faith, transforms us like the leaven. This is the power and the efficacy of the teaching of the Gospel. And then we have the grain of mustard seed, which is called the smallest of all seeds. Christ intends to signify the immense power and fruitfulness of evangelical preaching that started with him and a few of the apostles. There were only very few at first. This was our Lord's intention, that his church should be continually growing till everyone should enter it, till every heart should be leavened by faith. A grain of mustard seed, especially in Syria, grows into a big tree, so that the birds dwell in its branches. So then should be a faithful soul who hears the word of God and practices the faith. And also, notice something about a mustard seed. It must be crushed in order that may have force and flavor. This power of a mustard seed that is increased by pressure and by bruising it must be compared to a suffering Christian who proclaims the word of God in the middle of a hostile environment and transmits the faith both to his own heart and to the hearts of others. Our Lord then talks about this faith. And what is that faith? Faith is that supernatural virtue. It's something that is a virtue that comes from God. That's why it's one of the theological virtues. The object, the final object, is God. It's not acquired by our own efforts as the human or the moral virtues. It's infused, given to us by God at the time of our baptism. And it makes us able and willing to give an unhesitating assent to all the revealed truths which he has commanded the church to propose to us for our belief. This faith is a lighted lamp which God places in our hands to guide our footsteps through the night of the world. We can make it clear for them, since it does not depend on our own effort, because it is given to us by God as a gift. However, even if it does not is given by God and we cannot obtain by our own efforts, we can also increase our faith. We can increase so that mustard seed will become bigger. And how do we do that? Well, faith is an act of the intellect and an act of the will. In other words, it's in our understanding and in our hearts. And by performing acts of faith, we can increase that virtue in our souls. It is then by performing acts of faith that we conform our intellect and our will to all that is that has been revealed. We can increase our faith. As the Gospel says, have the faith of God. Amen, I say to you, that whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, and shall not stagger in his heart, but believe that whatsoever he hath said shall be done, it shall be done unto him. Therefore, I say to you, all things whatsoever you ask, when you pray, believe that you shall receive, and they shall come unto you. Therefore, then we should increase our faith on the side of the believer, on each one of us. What is a good example of men of faith? And obviously we take the saints. Yesterday, I would like to point out this example because we read this gospel. for the saint that we celebrated at Mass yesterday on Saturday. His name is Saint Gregory the Wonder Worker, Saint Paul as such. Saint Gregory the Wonder Worker, Bishop of Neo-Caesarea in Asia Minor, in modern days would be Turkey. He lived between the year 213 AD and died in the 270 AD. Very first centuries of the church. He was appointed bishop of that city and was of this city in Asia, and was renowned not only for his miracles but also for his faith, and also the defense of the faith against the heretics of the time. During this time there was a false doctrine concerning the Holy Trinity that some people were spreading around. Saint Gregory prayed fervently and diligently, imploring God and his most pure mother to reveal to him the true faith. The all-holy Virgin appeared to him, radiant like the sun, and with her was the Apostle John, the theologian, who was also dressed in episcopal vestments. By the command of the Mother of God, the Apostle John taught the saint how to correctly and properly confess the mystery of the Most Holy Trinity. Saint Gregory wrote down everything that Saint John the theologian revealed to him, and the mystery of the symbol of the faith, written down by Saint Gregory of Neo-Caesarea, is a great divine revelation in the history of the Church. The teaching about the Holy Trinity in Orthodox theology is based on it. Another example of this saint: during the construction of a church for his growing flock, there were only a few Catholics when he first started, and then only a few pagans remained, because he converted everybody there, and he needed to build a church for his growing flock. The builders ran into a problem with a huge buried boulder. Gregory ordered the big rock to move out of the way of his church, and it did. In order to stop the river Lycus from its frequent and damaging floods, Gregory planted his staff, his crozier, you know, like Moses, his staff, at a safe point near the river bank. He then prayed that the river would never rise past the staff. The staff took root, grew into a large tree, and the river never flooded past it again. This act led to his patronage against floods and flooding, the saint that we invoke for that. The gospel then appointed for the Mass of this saint is quite suitable, since it's the one that we just read on St. Mark chapter 11. Believe with faith, and you can move mountains. As you probably know, the Holy Father, Pope Benedict XVI, has proclaimed in an apostolic letter called the Year of Faith, or called the Gates of Faith, a year dedicated to this theological virtue of faith, the Year of Faith. And he suggests two things by which we can perform acts of faith. One is by the knowledge of our faith. We pray, and we sometimes still lack faith, because we do not sincerely believe in what we are praying for. O man of little faith, says the gospel. And we, in order to really increase faith in us, we need to know. We need to know more our faith, which is essential, says the Holy Father, in order that we can really give assent, that is to say, to adhere fully with intellect and the will to what the Church proposes. How am I going to adhere as revealed truths by God if I really don't know my faith properly? The Holy Father recommends to study the Catechism of the Catholic Church. A catechism is where we find in the catechism the essential content of the faith in a systematic and organic synthesis. If we want to know the faith, we have that. Also, he points out to the creed, with what we call the 12 articles of faith. That is, by means of symbols and explanations, it gives a summary of the truth of the faith. That's what we call the symbol of the faith. On the side of the believer, it makes an explanation of all the different truths of the faith. We profess our faith publicly every Sunday when we recite the Nicene Creed. Those are the summaries of the main articles of what we really believe. And we need to know that. St. Augustine is quoted by the Holy Father in a homily that the Bishop of Hippo, St. Augustine, on the handing over of the creed, because Christians in the early centuries, they were obliged to learn the creed by memory, he says that the words that you have recited one by one are the words on which the faith of Holy Mother the Church is firmly built above that stable foundation that is Christ the Lord. And then there is another aspect. One is knowledge, and the other one is to live by faith, to have a living faith. And what do we mean by that? Well, the Holy Father means to intensify the witness of charity. He explains that faith without charity bears no fruit, while charity without faith could be a sentiment constantly at the mercy of doubt. Our faith grows in focusing in the needs of others, because it is by faith that we can recognize the face of the risen Lord in those who ask us for our love. As you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me, says the Lord, Matthew 25. May we be probably not be able to move a mountain, as St. Gregory the Wonder Worker did. However, we should pray with acts of faith to believe that we can obtain for what we pray, if that is convenient for the salvation of our souls. When in danger, in difficulties, sins that enslave us, we should ask with a sincere mind that our faith really could be like a leaven that can transform our souls. May God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.